During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
He's the only man to interview modern-day gladiators at Arrowhead and original gladiators in the Coliseum. He grew up rooting for Honus Wagner and saw Jesse Owens get 4 golds in Berlin. He saw Wilt score 100 in a night. Points, of course. Yes, we are saying he's old. It's the godfather of Kansas City sports, Frank Bohl, on the program.
Just got a text.
Oh, boy.
Last night's game set basketball back about 3 years.
About 3 years.
Strong.
I like that. I like that.
That's good.
That was good. An interesting little contest.
It was.
Yeah.
The godfather of Kansas City sports. Frank Bohl is with us here in the program. Frank, first of all, how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully.
Are you?
How
are
about you?
Really?
I am.
Oh, I'm spectacular. Mm.
Good.
If I were any better, I'd be on vacation.
By myself on a lonely Caribbean island where nobody else was. Shipwrecked. Me and Robinson Crusoe.
It's just, there's like...
Robinson Crusoe.
There's a right way and a wrong way to treat people.
Really?
You know?
I didn't know that.
And breaking news.
Yeah. And
there are two things you can do.
A friend of mine said to me, he said, listen, there are times you need to calm down. Only guy ever to say that to me, right? He goes.
Still waiting for the first time listening to that.
Of heeding that advice. Yes,
he's
which
like,
has yet to be done.
But he goes,
that's why
to.
They keep telling you the same thing.
He goes, but I know this. If you're upset, somebody did something that warranted it. Now, maybe it didn't warrant the degree to which you got upset.
Right.
But there's definitely a moron at the other end of that. There's definitely, you know, or a wrongness, a wrongdoing, you
okay.
know. And so today has been one of those days.
I've noticed.
Where I've run sort into there. I'm
yes.
like, what? No.
Didn't we already discuss
it? Yes. That? I mean, why? You've been paid for your services, right? So now perform the services. That doesn't sound... That sounds almost like
yes,
a code for prostitution.
Yeah, I know it does. Yeah,
that's okay. Are you quoting Robert Kraft? What he said last time he was in KC.
Listen, you know, I'm used to this weird dynamic of global trade. Like, you give money
to
for
get
what you're trying to
done.
Buy. And then the product is given to you.
Yes.
End of transaction.
You look at product, buy product, and walk out of store with product.
You know, if you walk into Chipotle and you hand him the money, the guy hands you the bag.
That's right.
I give you the money. You give me the donut.
He doesn't go, all right, thank you. And then bag goes behind the counter.
Right.
Move along. No, that's not how it works.
Nothing to see here.
I'm coming over the counter if that happens.
That's right.
But other industries are like, but why are you upset? Well, because you're screwing me. That's why.
What's so tough about this?
Here's
okay. Let's go into details.
No, I'm not going.
Oh,
we only
on.
Have an hour.
Oh, come on.
Where do you want me to start with?
Yeah.
I hate to be you, grumpy old man. <It's> like... But. You know,
it's like where does
you can't watch.
Where does the circle begin?
You can't watch KUK State in high def. All right.
Yeah, I got wind of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had the same problem. I had the exact same problem.
But wait a minute, did they cash your check at DirecTV?
No, they'd already cashed that at the beginning of the month.
Right, right. You know, that, like, they always cash the check.
Oh, yeah. They
that never, always works.
They just extract it from my account. Don't even cash
never.
A check.
Oh, you're just
the
dumb.
Automatic payload is dumb. I
what
know.
What are you doing?
I know.
I did that once. You know what happened? Then I canceled whatever it was. I got billed 3 more months.
Yeah, right, right.
Oh, it's an oversight. We'll have to. Well, it's going to take 30 to 60 days to get that corrected. No. No, it's not. It's not.
Yes.
They don't tell you that going in. Because I heard you the other day. It was
ever,
Monday, right?
Never, ever, 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 ever auto pay. Ever.
We're auto paying. Don't worry. And I'm on the same trend you are. I'm looking for alternatives. Period.
Yeah.
So when you go to Netflix and it says network status, you're not connected to the internet. And you go to the internet and it says you're connected to the internet. And you go back to Netflix and it says you weren't connected to the internet. And you do that 17 straight times. And you're like, I gave you a check.
Who was
thingy, not worky?
Who was the problem? Internet provider or Netflix? Who ended up being wrong?
There isn't an outage in your area, sir. Eventually it worked, but I'm like, it's supposed to work the first time, not the 17th or however many times it was. It's just like,
well, I've never had that issue.
No, I've had I get rain fade, get all that crap.
Rain fade, sounds
I get rain bad. Fade, and I'm going, what? And it, you know, you think about it, you get rain fade, and you're angry, and it quits raining, and everything comes back, or whatever, and then you don't think about it again until you get rain fade again. You go,
But see, I like that one. I'm like, I knew that going in.
Yeah. Well, I sort
so
of.
So if you click over to low def, yes. At that point, you're like, okay, we can get by with this for the next like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I can predict the downpour too. If you notice, it goes out before the downpour.
Yes. Yeah. Just
so apparently,
before.
It takes that long for the rain to fall from the satellite right. down to the clouds right. down to here.
It's already blocking the satellite at about 60,000 feet. Yeah.
Oh, I went out and hacked. I'm like, I've got some bushes that are kind of growing.
Uh huh.
And I'm like, oh, my God, those bushes are growing up in the way of the dish. I went out there. I'm like, God, it doesn't look like it's blocking it. Well, let me trim them down anyway. You know? I'm like, oh, well, this must
I
be.
I got nothing
maybe
near mine.
I don't know. And then you go, and you're like, no. And so then you call, and they give you that, hey, dumbass, you've hit 17 buttons and been on hold for 5 minutes already. If you're calling about your some of your high-def channels not working, we're aware of it.
Yeah. So
couldn't we have led with that?
Get off the
couldn't
phone.
Couldn't that have been the opener?
Mm-hmm. Start with
I'm looking at alternatives.
Stuff.
I am too. Where are you going? What are you going to do?
I don't even think I'm trying to cut the cable totally with the, you know, the smart TV and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, are you?
Get rid of it totally. Yeah. Just keep the internet.
Well, but the internet is
well,
the cable.
Well, mine's different. Mine has a
oh, cause you're
an
out,
internet and I'm out in the you know, you're, God's
you're,
country.
You're out in
northeastern.
First word bum,
yeah,
last word that, Egypt.
That's it.
Frank lives out in
that's
northeastern it. Oklahoma.
That's it. So I've got one of this and one of that, so I can do it. But
do you
I
have
still
a latrine?
Have to figure it out.
Or is there real plumbing?
I just have a trench.
Okay.
Just a little trench.
like
chilly time of year, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man. You want to. Oh, God. Well, I thought I had to go. Not really. It's gone.
A couple nights a week, like to escape to Fort Scott to, you know, go to
that's
one
it.
Of the big movie
yeah.
theaters.
Yeah, go.
That's it.
They've got a post you can tie
your
horse up to.
They have a grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I had a friend who lived in Mound City, and that was their deal. We have cases on Saturdays. We'll go out to do it at Fort Scott and go to one of the big theaters. I'm like, the thing wow. had two screens in it. Okay.
The Jayhawks lost in
yes.
a game that someone just told me moments ago set basketball back 3 years. They tend to be a witty fellow, this individual.
I like that, yeah.
Who told me this. So we're playing 2016 style ball these
yes,
days.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
I think it's interesting because I do think there's an element. Listen, I think Bill Self is playing the high lows what he needs to do. He's got good depth of quality big man. But I'm not so sure that style of ball is dead to win a championship in college basketball. We'll see what the further arc now. But
yes, that's.
Do you think
that's
you
exactly
can win?
What I was going to say.
Do you think you could win 6 games in the NCAA tournament shooting 9 or fewer 3s?
No. Don't think so.
Yeah.
Now, we're all going to see when we get down to a point halfway through the season or whatever they start doing. I saw somebody tried to figure it out already, and I'm going, we've only played one game, two games. But the deal is to see how it goes along and how what the percentages of makes as they move along through the college basketball season.
I give them credit. They take good shots.
Yeah.
Right? When they don't give the ball away.
When they're not dribbling off their leg. Yeah.
Or throwing it to the guys in the other team. Wow. They were taking good shots, good threes. I just, you know, like what did it for me, I hate to say this, was that Final Four game between Kansas and Villanova. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kansas was really good. Was that? Did they have Frank Mason that year too? Or was it just Devontae Graham?
No. Mason was gone.
Just Devontae Graham?
Yeah, just Graham.
Okay, so, yeah, was that the year they beat Duke, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Redick missed
up
that
in Omaha.
Bank shot.
Yep. I'm like, this team, I mean, they're ready to win it. They're ready to win it all, and they just got destroyed. And I honestly, I looked at that, I'm like, is this the night that basketball without a massive effort on the threes died? Duke last year, what was their shortage? Shooting.
Yeah, shooting threes.
And they didn't get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
They had one of the most dynamic college players that's ever played the game and the number two pick. Who in a lot of years would have been the number one pick, and by the way, is playing really well in the NBA right now. And the number, 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 pick, wherever Cam Reddish was. And they couldn't get there. They couldn't get there because they couldn't shoot enough.
Yeah, right. And, you know, if you think back to that Villanova team, remember, their bigs could shoot threes too. They didn't have a big bigs.
Oh, yeah.
But they're, remember when, you know, they put a big guy underneath Kansas, everybody went, five guys outside and just started shooting and making threes. Then when they pulled, was it Doak?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Doak. They pulled Doak out. Now all of a sudden, now Villanova's big guys went back underneath because Kansas couldn't cope with that. So that was the biggest difference. My deal is now looking at the threes and seeing how this is all going to work out since they moved it back. But you know how kids are. They're going to adjust. It's going to adjust back. And I don't think they're going to have much of a problem.
When they sent the bigs out high and they played pick and roll, I thought Azubuike did a pretty good job. There was only one time, and of course it was a key time late in the game, when maybe Doak didn't play it right and Agbaji had to go out, up and out around him, and they got free to the lane. But I thought he actually, that was one of the knocks, like, can he defend out there? Listen, he's leaner.
Yeah,
I saw him down a lot better.
Yeah.
I saw him down, and he was never fat. He was just bulky. You know, I mean, like, to me, this is kind of the transformation that needs to happen with Zion Williamson.
Very out of shape. To me, Doak was pretty much out of it.
No.
He wasn't in great physical condition.
No.
Get up and down a court all game.
You're like.
No. No, no, no. I don't mean last night.
No, in years past, I don't think he was out of shape.
I just don't
think. I think he just, you know, Bill Self said it. He goes, that's a lot of body to carry around.
Yes.
And he's just not as athletic as Shaquille O'Neal. He's not as big either. But, I mean, like, Shaq was bouncy. And Doak's got a little bounce in him. But, you know, I remember when he got to Kansas as a freshman, I honestly thought he needed to be checked for a heart condition. Because he went down the floor once, and he still has a look on his face like, oh, Lord.
Dragon.
Like, you know, like Curtis just walked to the bathroom or something. He's got that look on his face.
Get the hand up.
Like, oh.
Take me out.
But I mean, his freshman year, and it was against Duke, I think, in the Champions Classic, right, that he played, and he played pretty well. And it was just like, dude, get this. I mean, come on, this guy's like, the doctor checked him out. But he wasn't fat. You know, it's like you can be in shape, but you're not in basketball shape.
Right.
Right?
Like, I agree with that, but I'm
you know,
just
if
saying.
You're not used to stopping and starting and doing things, but he has slimmed down some of the muscle mass. But he was never a fatty.
No, I didn't say he was fat. I just meant in shape. I meant that
cardio the
basketball
aerobic
shape.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I agree. And I just don't think he has it within him to be in great cardio shape.
Right.
He's not going to bounce up and down the floor like a DeAndre Jordan. Like DeAndre Jordan, if people remember his 5 minutes at A&M, and for those of us that watch the NBA, which are me and the young people,
that's about it.
You can sit this one out.
Yeah, thanks. I will.
What is it again?
Jordan, you know, is 260, 70 pounds and 250 at least. And he, you know, he's starting to get into his 30s now, but he bounced up and down the floor like it was nothing. I mean, he carried the same kind of size, and he just carries it better than Azubuike. But,
yeah.
But Azubuike is still a force down there.
Oh, heck yeah. My deal is they're going to have to find somebody to shoot the three and make threes. They really have to.
If they're making threes, they're going to pummel people.
They'll kill people.
And if they're not making threes, they're really vulnerable. They're vulnerable. I don't want to say really vulnerable. Right. They're vulnerable.
Yeah. But that's a good basketball team. Hey, they threw the ball away 28 times last night, and they lose by two.
Who does that? Yeah, I'm not just going
to
say who goes further in the tournament, because in a one-off, you have one bad night, you can get bounced. But who's the better team at the end of the year, Duke or Kansas?
Kansas, I think. I think they're more veteran. They have a little bit together, a little bit more than Duke guys have. I think Kansas will.
Why did they have so many turnovers as a veteran team?
I don't have the slightest idea. I don't know what they're thinking. How about the skip pass?
Some of it was pressure, but a lot of it was just bad. I mean, how many times did
Duke's
DJ
pretty
Willis
good
say,
defending? Duke's good defending.
Duke's defense was good, and I do worry about maybe a little bit. Like, and then this is gonna sound stupid with Abaji on the floor and Dotson's quick, but like they didn't hesitate to get all the way out on Kansas. Yeah. You know, usually like you get way out. Like they back off you a little bit, and you got some freedom of movement to go make something happen. Duke was extending all the way out like it was against the rules to go into the lane.
Mm-hmm.
They were not worried about anybody getting into the lane, particularly early in that game. They were all the way out and, you know, denying passes and
– getting in that passing
how
lane.
How many times did we hear Jay Billis say, stop leaving your feet to pass? Half a dozen times?
Yeah.
They kept doing that. Well, along the baseline, backcourt.
And Bill Self, I thought, gave them some tools to work with. They started getting backdoor cuts and getting layups that way. And, you know, okay, you're going to play this far out. We'll run a little Princeton
right,
and get
they
some,
were up nine.
Some backdoor cuts and everything. And, yeah, and I thought at that point, that's the game that I thought was going to happen. Because Kansas is the veteran team. Why is the veteran team turning the ball over? It should be the young team that doesn't get it. And my theory on it is, while they're a veteran team, who the hell's played with each other?
Yeah,
Azubuike didn't play last year. DeSouza didn't play last year. Right. McCormick was kind of in and out of the lineup. Abaji was big, didn't play at the beginning, then played, and then was kind of out of the lineup. Dotson's been down with an ankle injury in practice. I don't know how much he really practiced.
Well, then you've got a bunch of new pieces.
Yeah. Iowa kid didn't play.
Right.
So this is, I do think that there is a lot of upside for Kansas to look a lot better. And I will continue to say, I do worry about them being able to win six in a row in the tournament, which is what Kansas fans, or at least four in a row and get to the Final Four. That's a good year for Kansas. I think Elite Eight's always good. I'm with Danny on that one. But Final Four is kind of what they expect at Kansas, and they should. That's the greatness of that program. So I worry about that. But in season, I think they're going to destroy people because they will not turn the ball over 28 times.
No, they won't.
Again this year.
And they turned it over against a team like that and lost by two.
For sure have a two game stretch where they don't, and I'll bet against some of these rummies they might have a three game stretch where they don't tally. They're going to have like an 8, a 9, and a 10.
Right.
And have 27 turnovers in three games. Like that day will happen stretch of rummies. So when they don't turn it over, they're going to pummel people.
That's a great basketball team. Just like I said, these great teaching moments. They get beat, okay, but they turn the ball over 28 times. They get beat by two, by a team another team considers a Final Four team, in Duke.
Did you watch Kentucky and Michigan State?
I didn't watch it all the way to the end, but that was a pretty entertaining game. When I was watching, that was good. They're both good. A couple good teams there.
Kentucky's freshman scored how many last night?
50.
Okay. who was in the room? Were you in the room when I was talking about this, Jed? How many Kentucky's freshmen scored?
Yes, I was.
Is Lebo over there? Do I see him snooping around?
Yes, he is.
Lebo, how many points do you think Kentucky's freshman scored?
He says 32.
Oh, hang on, let me, and I'll even cheat.
You never cheat.
If I don't die. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to give you Tyrese Maxey I went to the wrong game. Hang on.
Yeah.
26.
Had 26. So one of them had 26. How many did the freshmen score? Five freshmen.
32.
That's
what I said. 32.
32? 50. 30. So, like, the narrative, I already
and
see
one of the guys had 26.
And one guy had 26, and the other guy had 4, and 3 of them had 0.
Yep.
So I already saw a story about, oh, Kentucky's freshman. No, not freshmen, freshman. Singular went off in that game. He was, the, even though he didn't start, he was the highest ranked, at least on 24/7. But they had like a number 11, number 12, so who knows, maybe 12 was higher. But they only got 30 from the freshmen. So quietly, Kentucky's a lot more veteran than people may realize. Sestina, the white bodybuilder from Bucknell.
Muscle boy.
Reminds me of me in my youth.
Really?
Oh,
not at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
None of my youth.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a fifth-year guy. He's been at Bucknell for 4. You know, Richards is a junior. You know, they're much more. And then there's like 3 or 4 of the kids that are sophomores.
Yeah, Hagans and Quickly and Montgomery.
Yeah, they are off last year's class. So
yeah,
that's a salty bunch.
They're going to be good. Michigan State's already was already preseason number one.
Max, he's not going to average 26, but they're not going to get 4 from the other 4 either very often.
Right.
So those guys are going to get better. So, now listen,
I think it's great. It's great that college basketball and do that and not worry about – they don't have to worry about a loss like football does. Yeah, they don't have to worry about that to go play. And then they're going to go play in Maui coming up, and Michigan State's in that one, and go play some good competition and get better. And, you know, I think that's great about college basketball. So I love about college basketball. That's what's fun. Plus, you know, KU's going to go and they'll play Villanova here in Philadelphia.
In Philly it is this year?
In Philly, yeah. Mid-December sometime. That's always a good matchup. I think KU's better than Villanova. But I'm just saying that that's a great place to go and play basketball. And you don't have to worry about, you know, it's great. Perfect. Good stuff.
Yep. No, I think it's a great night of college.
That's why they get great. And that's why March is so great. These teams have done that early in the season. They play great in-season conference schedules, and then they go on and play in the NCAA tournament.
What one more thing about last night, and then we'll break. Did you thoroughly enjoy LaPhonso Ellis, and who else was on the set? Who else? Oh, the VTech coach. What was his name? Did you enjoy LaPhonso Ellis and Seth Greenberg breaking down the college football?
The Final Four.
Because at halftime,
the first
between the games, they gave the poll.
Yes.
But at halftime, they had to tease it.
Yeah.
So they brought Herb Street on, and then I loved LaPhonso Ellis sitting there nodding like, yep, you're right, Kirk, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we needed. We needed LaPhonso Ellis to confirm.
And Seth Greenberg. A couple
like,
basketball guys to confirm the football.
You guys are trying too hard. Just remind us that in the in-between, you're going to give us the
right.
Playoff.
Just thing. Like Kirk. Kirk does everything.
Yeah. We will take a break. We come back more with Frank Bull, the godfather of Kansas City sports. As I mentioned earlier, I think I did. If I didn't, I messed up. Frank Bull, brought to you by our friends at E. Edwards Workwear. I know it's like 80 today for
Carhartt,
some reason,
baby.
But the cold weather's coming. What are they saying? Did I hear Gary saying 20s next week?
Yeah.
For highs.
Yeah, I guess.
On Monday and Tuesday.
I guess Saturday and Sunday are supposed to be okay.
E. Edwards
Workwear.
And then
workwear. It goes right back into the cold.
Go to eeworkwear.com to find the location nearest to you. In Grandview, in Olathe, down on the Southwest Boulevard, and now in Independence, great work gear that you can work or play in. Carhartt, a big part of it. Everything you need to keep warm this winter, it's at E. Edwards Workwear.
The Program with Seren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer.
Yes.
Who was the last Kansas basketball coach to have a losing record for their career?
Fog Allen. There's somebody after him. James Naismith. Yeah, that's what it was.
That's the only
see,
one.
It wasn't as easy as you thought.
No, it was. I'm just dumb.
And born.
I was like premature answeration there.
Born on this date.
Okay.
In
premature answeration.
Yeah.
Call Roman for that problem. Okay.
Naismith born on this date in 1861.
18 what?
Happy 1861.
Oh, good Lord.
He'd be 158 if he were still alive today.
Well, you know, that'd be a record, Kay, I think, if
you
I'm not mistaken,
be.
Wouldn't it?
Second only to Methuselah.
If you're done with the gibberish over there, Frank and I will move on. Is that all right?
Wow.
Oh, is that what that was?
Wow. Yeah.
Stand by for some top quality non-gibberish.
This is, that's right. It's top shelf material.
Top
we're about ready to
shelf,
lay on you,
homie.
Top shelf. Frank Bull is with us, brought to you by our friends at E. Edwards Workwear, where you can get cool pullovers like the one I've got from Carhartt. Isn't this thing nice?
It's nice.
It's my favorite.
That is nice.
This is my favorite.
They got some good stuff. I need to get down there. Next time you have a remote, I'm going down. I need some.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds waterproof good. Stuff.
Couldn't possibly go unless I was there, right?
No, I'm going
to
wait
hold
for
your
you. I have to wait for you.
Take you around the aisles.
Tell me where to go,
okay.
What to do, show me what's where and who's
that's
what.
Right. Because the people there wouldn't
they have
wouldn't
no idea what's going on, none zero.
None. Okay. Right. Good to know.
No.
Good to know, Frank. All right. Well, this should be good if that's the lead into Frank Opinions. This should be a banner edition.
Strong.
Let's get to it.
Gibberish. Plus or yes or no. Should the Chiefs keep the gray face masks? Yes or no?
No, God, no.
I don't like them either.
No.
Man.
I mean,
just
we
go
have,
back.
We have paint. We've had this discussion. I don't even care if I get this wrong. We have paint. We can paint the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
If gray is not in your color scheme, you don't have gray face masks. The Colts gray face masks are stupid.
Agreed. When I played football, if it's all they had were gray face masks.
Right? Me too.
That's it.
Me too.
There was no color your helmet was.
The world has progressed.
Yes, it has.
So you say no. You
no,
say
no.
No.
He said no.
No. 52-48 yes.
Oh. You know why?
I thought it would be higher for yes because people were nostalgic. That actually shows the 48% said no.
No.
You should feel pretty good about that.
You know why? Because they won the game.
Yeah. I thought it would be 70-30 or 65-30.
Good luck. They're good luck. Wear them.
All my timeline was all, well, they should obviously keep the gray face mask, right? I thought it would be a blowout.
Why would you? I'm not even discussing it. The stupid Cardinals, they still have the gray face mask, don't they?
And I think they've gone to the red. They had it for a
I
long
think you're
time.
Insane.
The Browns went back to the gray, and then when they redid their color scheme a couple years ago, now they have that, there's this kind of that brown, that really dark brown now. But I think the Cardinals went to the...
I don't think so.
You might be right. They had it for a long time. They had the gray face. They were one of the last ones to that didn't have gray in
they
their color scheme
still
to change it.
Have it.
Okay. I trust you.
You're a uniform nerd and you don't even know what color the face mask of the Arizona Cardinals are? What kind of uniform nerd are you? Not a good one.
Let's see here. Let me check Google Images here in a minute. I'll check it out. I'm sure they do. You pay attention to that stuff. How do you spell the color gray? With an A or with an E? I thought I'd toss this in for the hell of it.
Jeez. I don't really.
Gray lady down on the slice.
As well,
I'll say
why?
A.
Is both of them...
Both of them are correct. One is
oh,
more
really?
Prevalent in Europe, and one is more prevalent here.
Well, that's news to me.
Someone gave me a way.
I thought you were just embarrassing me for not knowing how to spell gray.
Someone gave me a way
beyond
to
embarrassment.
They give you a way to memorize it? What'd they say? With an E, stupid.
No.
Okay.
I'll say with an A.
Me too.
60-40. A is American. E is English. England.
Oh, boy, that's actually, I know. Boy, that's stunning.
Okay.
You get some more gems like that, make sure you fire them right
I on. Will, generally. Will Mike Matheny manage a postseason game for the Royals?
Oh, God.
Shouldn't.
Trying to
shouldn't
get over a cold. It's not good to laugh.
The loudest at your
I'm
going to
say no. Not that I don't think he could. I'm going to say no.
Will he?
They answer that no.
I think I was laughing at your joke.
Well, I thought you'd laughed at your own ha-ha that it was brilliant or something.
No, I was laughing at whatever you said, smartass.
Oh, okay. Well, then
give yourself some credit.
I rescind my objection then.
You'd be easier
fantastic
to work with if you weren't running around.
Did I get
giant
in the middle
pain
of something
in the
here
ass
today?
I'll confirm.
That's me, K-Dog.
Did I get in the middle of something here today I wasn't ready for or what?
I've been out of the building. I've been out at Arrowhead all day.
Oh, don't give that excuse.
What these two have been doing while I was gone, I don't know what the hell happened with these two. I I don't know about
a little bit of that.
I like that one.
Fire out, man.
What was the question?
Curtis got high and then went back to the 70s. I stayed here in 2019.
Yes.
Fire out, man. Update your damn lingo.
Yeah, the Cheech and Chong reference probably hits with, what, about 4% of our audience?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Care, not man. They're cool, man. Will he manage a postseason game for the Royals? Mike Matheny. Yes or no?
What'd you say?
I said no.
Yeah, I think the fans are going to say no.
60-40 no.
You know what? Because they're a bunch of pessimistic pigs.
Mm-hmm.
He just had a lot of negativity. Negativity before he got here. Despite the fact he'd been with the with the St. Louis Cardinals for that time.
Yeah.
He was, they were in the playoffs all the time with him as a manager.
Three division titles, four playoffs, four playoff series wins, a wild card win, a World Series appearance. But he's a moron, according to some.
Can't get along with any of the players. So
terrible hire. Just terrible.
Hates brutal. Young guys.
Oh, hell. First of all, it doesn't even matter.
Hates young people.
If the GM does a bad job, it doesn't matter. He's not going to mystically go to some goober lefty to save the day in the sixth, despite what the
analytics
geriatric
tell you.
No, the analytics will tell you it's not it. It's, you know, they go, ooh. Got to go for the hit and run here. The guy can't hit. What you get is the run and out. Shut up.
Swing, miss.
Get better players.
Swing, miss, out.
Strike out, throw out.
You got to go. You got to go to the walk homer. That's what you got to go to.
There you go.
Walk homer.
The
Earl Weaver, baby.
Yes.
Earl, two on, hit one out. Let's go.
What was the biggest factor in Dayton Moore's hiring of Mike Matheny? His professional opinion or his personal opinion?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Personal.
It's definitely, the real answer is definitely his professional opinion.
It's personal.
Well, you just feed the...
I just ask questions.
The masses.
I ask questions and see what people are thinking.
You said personal?
Mm-hmm.
What am I up, three?
You're down one.
Damn. Getting pencil whipped again. I'm going to go with, I'm not going to die on this hill, whatever Frank said.
68-32 professional. Or personal, I mean. I'm
okay.
Sorry,
personal. Yeah, absolutely.
Which I'm with you, I don't think.
He's not.
Will Alex Gordon.
Dayton Moore hired his son to manage the team. Like that's
nepotism.
That would be personal.
Will Alex Gordon be a Royal in 2020? Oh, yes or no?
Of course he will.
No.
Yeah.
61-39, yes.
It's a ball game now, Frank.
Sure is.
Even with the pencil whipping you paid
back
him to
at it.
Put on
I'm
me.
I'm only up two now. Okay.
You add like I do.
Yeah. I'm good at that. Terrible.
How long would you stand in line for a spicy chicken sandwich?
God almighty.
No more than 10 minutes? More than 10 minutes.
No more. Good Lord. Don't stand
Wait,
there
what are my
minute.
Options?
No more than 10 minutes. Or more than 10 minutes.
This will shock you. I'm pissed at like two.
Oh, two?
What?
I'm pissed at 30 seconds.
My mom has become a grouch. If they don't hand her the sandwich before she's done swiping her card, she will turn to you and go, well, I guess fast food's dead today.
How many times has she used that line?
Oh, my God, so many times. Well, I guess, and every time she'll look around for, like, the
audience,
applause, I guess,
for
that
an audience,
she thinks is coming from this massive zinger. She's, well, I guess fast food's dead today. So proud of the accomplishment.
Looked around to see if she got any knowing glances or
how about
head
I mean,
nods.
I haven't had one, but it can't be worth what people are putting themselves through for these things.
It I don't
Sorry.
Where is it? Where is it at?
One's
is
at Popeyes, and the other one's at, where was the other one? At not Chick-fil-A?
No, Popeyes is the only one that has that's in the with the waiting thing.
Okay.
But wasn't there like a big argument which one was better originally?
Yeah. Yeah,
that was Chick-fil-A. Popeyes, right?
But yeah,
Chick-fil-A.
The Chick-fil-A hasn't had a problem getting people in. It's Pop. I went about 8 minutes last night, and then was found out at third in line. Yeah, we're done. We're out. So I'm like,
you dumbass! You actually went and stood in line for this chicken. You are such a follower.
True. true.
You really did.
Yeah. Eight minutes. I'm like, okay.
It's 8 minutes of your life you never
get
back.
They took your money.
No, I didn't pay. I was still in line.
He was waiting.
Eight minutes, and I waited and waited and waited.
I'm
they got to
you.
The third in line. They went, yeah, we're done.
How can it be that good? I'm sorry, it's not. It can't be. It just can't be.
At that point, I was just like, I've been here. I'm gonna finish this task. I'm not waiting here for 8 minutes to turn
so,
around.
I mean, just wait a day or two, and then you'll be fine.
I asked somebody, I said, how do you get people to invest in restaurants? Right? Because they, and this is not against the chains, because they're actually the ones that all make it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I'm thinking, like, how do you do that? Like, why? Don't you, like, ask somebody that you knew who was in a restaurant, and don't they just tell you, God awful idea?
Don't
do it. Oh, geez, you got no hope. It's hell. No, don't. And they're like, no, because everybody's too vain. They don't want to admit that they made a mistake. I got to believe that's every fool waiting 45 minutes for a stupid chicken sandwich. They bite into it, they go, yeah, whatever. But I'm not going to tell anyone I'm an idiot for throwing away an hour of my day.
It's the greatest thing I've ever eaten.
Oh, my God. It's so juicy and tender. The spice is popping in your mouth.
It's been aged.
I think they put heroin
aged
on it.
Oh,
so good.
Aged chicken.
Oh, come on. It's a freaking frozen chicken sandwich, man.
The highlight was there's a couple booths off to the left side. There was like four kids from, they had their Shawnee Mission West like jackets on. One kid was yelling to a friend of his on the other side of the room, only it was that whisper yell, like you're trying to be quiet, but you think you're not annoying. Jared, give me a fork. Jared, fork. Jared. Hey, Jared, give me a fork. Jared. I wanted to go, Jared, get the kid a fork. Would you get his lazy ass a fork? He's not going to get up and walk 15 feet to get one.
Oh, man, you're a deadbeat. When K-Dog's hitting you with
lazy ass. Oh, yeah, you're dead.
I was just looking at my phone going, Jared, better get that damn fork. I'm getting to the minute.
Pissed. And then they slammed the door shut on you.
Yeah.
Three from getting a sandwich.
Yeah, by the way, we're out of the chicken where do they buy their chickens from? Is there one freaking farm Alabama?
They explained to me.
It's in Iowa.
They said to me, we have them, but they're frozen. We can't. They won't be ready till tomorrow. I don't know if you have to thaw them out before you drop them in the fryer, probably. So,
why?
The guy's like, dude, some people are coming in and ordering eight at a time. Maybe don't sell eight per people. Someone says, you can't limit how many you sell.
What if you walked in and said, I want eight?
Well, that's fine, because
that would be a Tuesday.
I wouldn't do that. Just as long as Jared got the fork, at least we got that done. He did bring the fork eventually. So that was...
The other guy went and got the fork for him?
Yes.
And the best was when the guy sitting there at the table, he kept going, Jared, look at this. Jared, watch it. Look. I've got nine sandwiches. That fat ass is getting none. I'm not getting nine.
Because that guy's going to steal all my sandwiches.
I'm going to throw one away right in front of him. Hey, look, did you want this fatty? Here you go. Follow it down to the trash can.
Just wait a week. Wait a week. Well, line.
You both said no more than 10 minutes, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
85-15.
I love it. And
how about the 15?
Did you hear Mick on the zone trying to justify it? He was actually like, oh, God, yeah, because you'd never wait for anything. I'm like,
no, I wouldn't.
No, I'm not. In fact, Popeyes, I'm not going for another year.
There you go.
Just because I'm tired of your crap. No, I boycott.
There you go.
I'm boycotting. Get enough freaking chicken for these people. How are you not ready for this?
And if they're frozen, well then, hey, how about 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Pull about 30 of them.
I didn't even know there were Popeyes in this town till this thing started.
There you go.
They're my jam, but I'm...
Are they good?
The food, it's their regular chicken is the best. It's terrific. That's my really? Popeyes spicy chicken. It's
spicy.
I don't go anywhere else.
I just go to one every once in a
while. Why didn't you just get the regular
I wanted
the chicken, man. I waited 8 minutes.
That's how
out of here.
Annoyed I was. I'm like, no.
Starving.
I'm not.
I'm starving.
I'm like, I was just like that annoyed. I just like, I was driving to some other place to get dinner. I was like, I should have just gotten some chicken. Man, that was really a dumb decision by me. Part of it was like, I'm so mad at you guys right now. I don't want to give you my money today.
I've been there.
Yeah, I'm like, no,
I've
I'm not
that
buying
kind of stupid decision.
Okay, I'll take something else. No. Get it together.
Go get in the drive-thru lines, 14 cars in front of you.
I'm
going to go eat paint. Screw you.
All right, last question. Oh, what God. School do you root for? We asked this question earlier. I wanted to get this in because we discussed it. Kansas State, Missouri, other.
From out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so what am I being asked?
What do you root for? Who had the yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Because it's only one answer.
You know what?
It'd be Kansas.
Here's what the results are. It's almost as dumb as walking out of a restaurant that serves something that you enjoy spite them for not having something you've never had.
But here's what we'll call it, a program poll. Yes.
It's logic.
True. By the way, the results were,
I am out of here.
It's got to be God, Kansas because they get the most graduates, right?
Oh, yeah. The big guy's leaving. We're in tow. What are
we know
do?
He'll be back. Look at him.
Don't worry about him. Okay, next.
Kansas 38, Missouri 32, K-State 20, other 10.
The others don't bother.
I agree.
Yes, they do not.
I'm not racing to that poll, but KU, K-State, Missouri, I'm not going to let them. KU beat me.
I think that is skewed.
Yes.
So what was the breakdown?
So many graduates.
Here. 38, 32, it's close. 20, 10.
Close to school.
No way that's always accurate, wins. Is it?
I think the numbers of the ones who voted, like that, if you broke that down, that's about where they'd be, you know, as far as separation. The 10% other, I don't buy that. I think it's much higher.
50% is other in this room right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's that we win.
Yeah, I think Missouri is closer to Kansas than K-State is to Missouri. I think those three numbers for a separation make sense. The 10% I don't buy.
We'll take a break. We'll get some what in the world, Saran? How stupid am I on current events? Apparently, I don't know about the value of a chicken sandwich. Beyond that, we'll find out next here in the program.
The program with Saran Petro, weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, Frank, what in the world? What do you got for me?
Yeah, I think Brad Porter's now at the World War I Museum, and they're going to feature a new exhibit about what war coming up?
The war for the chicken sandwich.
Vietnam.
Vietnam, okay.
Okay. What road rename was up for a vote yesterday?
I don't know, Warnell.
MLK Boulevard was turned back into the Paseo.
It was?
It was, yes, it was.
Okay.
What was part of the latest cargo delivered to the International Space Station?
Chicken sandwiches.
Forks.
A microwave oven and cookie dough.
Spork.
So they can. Hey, you get me a fork.
Jared and some forks.
And a Chinese man had a family of what insect living inside his ear?
Moths?
Cockroaches. He left food next to the bed near his head. Next thing you know, mom crawled in. She laid her eggs inside his ear.
Oh, my God.
How gross is that?
You are terrible.
It was a chicken sandwich on the
You're
side table.
You're fired.
It was a chicken sandwich.
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Shell. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Jared should have brought him that fork. Who was the opponent the last time Kansas had at least 28 turnovers in a game? Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.